You're listening to a Lanch Day Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall
Street. Thank you for giving us this platform and believing in us and giving us the opportunity to be a part of OU Live. Gian and Carl and I are talking. It's really one of the highlights of the year. It's like, I know that it's fall, because in October it's starting to get a little cooler. Now I'm wearing a hoodie and not a t-shirt, and we're doing OU Live. And we're out here with Pastor Edwards. So I just wanted to thank you for believing in us. We had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Brown. And Gian and I was about to pull out my check. I was about to swipe. I was like, Dr. Brown, do you have a PayPal? Can I swipe here? I mean, that's the energy, the vibe, the swag, the juice, as the kids would say, is just amazing. Where are you in your role? I think down, you know, as Gian and I and many other alumni that have come through the school and been blessed to have good careers, we want to see the success. We want to see enrollment go up, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
You have 850 kids here, we want to see 850 of these kids at Oakwood next fall. Where are you strategically with recruitment? Where do you need to be with enrollment? And how can Gian and I and others like us help to promote the school so we can get enrollment where it needs to be?
Well, let me say this. The coming of Dr. Brown lays the foundation for a new beginning.
Yes.
Because we've been building on shaky ground.
Yeah.
There's been a lot that's been going over the last few years. And I have to tell you, it's been a blessing that we have reached the trajectory that we have. Our goal this year was 1,200 students.
All right, where's enrollment now?
We ended up with around 1,164.
All right, so you're close, though.
So we're close. It wasn't quite where we're going, but what it did is it kept us stable, because we reached the full-time equivalency.
Right.
We were able to meet what is considered the FTE budget.
Three-point basket by Team Black. Please continue.
Yeah, no problem. However, what's happening now is we're putting in place a system that allows us to not only reach students, but follow up. I think number one, we have to increase our follow up. We have to do it systematically. Number two, we have to utilize our resources like alumni.
Right.
Because our staff is only so big, but we cover all of North America. We cover Canada.
Right.
We cover Bermuda.
Right.
And now we're even going over to France.
All right.
So we need to utilize our alumni in such a way that they become an extension of Oakwood in various places. So I think with that, with the positivity that seems to be coming from the transition amongst alumni as well as those who are at Oakwood, coming together and being one is going to open the floodgates. Because now young people going to hear positive stuff about Oakwood.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it has already made a difference.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
So you when you said positive, Gian, and you relate to this, I remember Pastor Edwards. He would introduce positive images.
Yes.
On
yes.
the stage.
Yes.
He would say, you have so many negative images in music today. And he said, We got Myron Edmonds, and we got Dickie.
Yes,
we got
Dana Arsenault.
We got Heather Martin now, yes. You know, Heather yes. Trotter Heather at the Trotter. Time. Dana Arsenault.
That's right.
We got positive images.
Got positive
so
images.
You took me back 25 years.
Yes, yes, yes.
As we I'm gonna let Gian ask the next question. If you're just tuning in, Pastor Robert Edwards is with us. You might remember him from going viral from last year's OU Live, but he's with us. We're in the fourth quarter, and he's sitting with us. Team Black is kind of closing out Team Blue, but just wanted to give an update on the game. But Pastor Edwards is going to sit with us this quarter. Gian, I'll let you.
No, so one of the things I love about this OU Live because it was college days when
yes,
I was.
Yes, it was. Right? Man, you dating yourself.
Right, right.
But one of the things, tell me about the planning that goes into, because I know this is probably one of you all's biggest recruitment efforts.
Right? Yes.
Talk to me about like the effort that goes into the planning to ensuring that we have the students that we want to come
that's
to
right.
Oakwood.
That's right.
Because it takes commitment, not just to your point,
that's right.
Not just from you,
that's right.
But from alums who are bringing students here.
I agree.
Just to see.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me what you think after you come and see, because there's a lot of things you hear before you get here.
That's right.
And I know for me personally, when I came to college days, it solidified my decision.
Yeah, I knew I was coming here. It was just, that was game over.
It was literally like, yeah, this is to me the only option for me at this point.
Yes. So in the planning, we have across the campus team that comes together initially to discuss OU Live. So it's a joint effort campus-wide, led by a very capable young lady, my admissions director, Mrs. Tisha Price.
All right. Okay.
So when I did college days, my vice president was Dr. Trevor Frazier.
All right. Uncle Trevor to me.
That's right. But as a director, we're the ones who really manage it.
Okay. Yes.
So I set the vision. I examine what has not worked and make suggestions on what we can do to make it work. I'll give you an example. If you go to the concert back in the day, each group used to do a mini concert.
Yes.
And you were there over 3 hours.
Yeah. 5 hours.
Yes. And what we did is I changed it, but everybody said it's not going to be accepted. I said, well, really, I don't care, but this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
And that is, you get, in the words of Eminem, one shot.
Yes.
Okay? One opportunity.
All right.
All right? And you can take that 5 minutes and sing four songs if you want to.
If you want to.
But it's 5 minutes.
Right.
And what it did, it gave the concert a nice flow.
Right.
We scripted everything, run sheets, and got a young lady by Professor Paulette who managed this for us.
I loved it because I watched it.
Oh, yeah. God is good. And there are no gaps.
And it was kept, just keep going. Next. Everybody had their talents. There was a group. I love there's a group of six ladies. I had never seen that before. I've never seen a group of six ladies on the Oakwood stage. And then with the changes that have been made, I know there's some people that like it, some people that don't. But it really works perfect for OU Live and other events, you know, alumni.
Let me tell you why it works perfectly. Even when you talk about the change in dress, somebody came to me and said, man, the kids and this and this. I said, by the end of OU Live, those kids will forget it.
Right.
They're not going to. This is not a big issue.
Right.
Because we were already making the changes.
Right.
But the enforcer came in, all right, and said, we're going to do it now.
Wow.
And so that helped get it over the hump.
Right.
The initial reaction, I think in the end, the students see the value because before it was inconsistent. And I think them seeing consistency, if you looked at tonight, it was an improvement over what you've seen in the past.
Definitely.
All right? But
it's getting a little PG-13.
That's right.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Scarlet and gray, don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Ohio, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honor to defend will fight to the end for Ohio. Let's go! Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Caitlin Clark from the logo!
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. Texas. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
The match. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Some of us dream in color. Others in black and white. In some dreams, we're an observer. In others, we're the star. Dreams come in many forms. Find yours during Mercedes-Benz Dream Days with exceptional offers on the CLE Coupe and E-Class Sedan. Now through July 31st.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda by Fashion Rep, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun, we know about Benny, we know about Conway, but I want to introduce Stove God Cooks, but I want to introduce Brother Tom Sos, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just, you know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100%. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, Pinch Me, I'm Dreaming. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.